episode number 1775 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Roger Marshall. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is, Why America Can't Be Great Again. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Why America Can't Be Great Again. It's a question that's been on everyone's mind since the 2016 elections. Donald Trump's campaign promise to make America great again was a rallying cry for many Americans, particularly those who felt left behind economically. But as we approach the end of his presidency, it's becoming clear that the task of restoring American greatness is much more complicated than a simple slogan.
One reason America can't be great again is the erosion of trust in our institutions. From the media to Congress to the judiciary, Americans are increasingly skeptical of those in power. This isn't new, of course. The Vietnam War and Watergate also eroded confidence in government, but the scale is different now. Social media has allowed false information to spread rapidly, leading to widespread mistrust of experts and institutions. Conspiracy theories and disinformation campaigns have become the norm, making it difficult for Americans to agree on basic facts. Without trust in our institutions, it's hard to imagine how we can tackle the challenges facing our nation, from climate change to income inequality to international relations.
Another challenge to American greatness is the polarization of our politics. The past few decades have seen a widening gap between Democrats and Republicans, with both sides becoming more extreme. It's now common for Americans to see those on the other side of the political divide not just as wrong, but as evil. This makes it difficult to find common ground and achieve compromise on issues like healthcare, immigration, and taxation. Politicians are rewarded for taking hardline positions rather than finding ways to work together, which means that important legislation often stalls or fails altogether. Unless we can bridge the gap between left and right, it's hard to see how America can move forward.
A related issue is the rise of identity politics. Rather than unifying Americans around a common identity as Americans, we've become increasingly focused on our differences. This isn't just a left-wing problem. Donald Trump's campaign relied heavily on appealing to white identity, but it does seem to be more prevalent on the left. On college campuses, for example, we see debates over safe spaces and microaggressions that prioritize individual feelings over free speech and open dialogue. This focus on identity can make it difficult to find common ground and build a cohesive national identity. If we're all focused on our differences, how can we come together as a nation? Another factor undermining American greatness is the decline of public education. The United States used to be a leader in public education, but in recent decades our schools have fallen behind those of other developed countries. From inadequate funding to poorly trained teachers to inadequate curricula, our educational system is failing too many students. This has long-term consequences for our society. If we're not educating our children well, we're not preparing them to be successful adults. And with technological advances making many jobs obsolete, it's more important than ever that our education system keep pace with the changing economy.
Finally, America can't be great again unless we address the issue of income inequality. The gap between the rich and everyone else has been widening for decades, to the point where it's now one of the greatest threats to our social fabric. As the middle class shrinks and the number of people living in poverty increases, Americans are losing faith in the American dream. If hard work and opportunity no longer lead to success, then what's the point of striving? We need to find ways to create a more equitable society, whether that's through a higher minimum wage, a more progressive tax system, or more public investment in education and infrastructure. These are all complex, interconnected issues that can't be solved with a simple slogan or a quick fix.
Restoring American greatness will require hard work, cooperation, and an honest recognition of the challenges we face.
But if we're willing to put in the effort, if we can find ways to come together rather than drift apart, then there's no reason why America can't be great, not again, but for the first time.
Episode 1775 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Roger Marshall. Adios.